This is the Daily Text for Tuesday, January the 10th, 2017. What is your coachability quotient? Proverbs 10:17. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. Consider this. There are two kinds of people: those who receive advice and follow counsel, and those who don't. Today's text speaks of heeding discipline. What is discipline? On the one hand, there's the concept of a disciplined person. On the other, we have a negative idea of the notion of someone disciplining us. It means we have done something wrong and are being penalized. In other words, we want to be disciplined, but we don't want to be disciplined. I think that's the problem. We have the wrong idea of what discipline means. We associate being disciplined with punishment. They are two different things. People who do not heed discipline will sooner or later endure the consequences of their decision in some form of penalty, though. Take two letters out of the word discipline, and we have the word disciple. To become disciplined requires being discipled. In my way of thinking about it, being discipled is akin to being coached. Coaches teach us, model for us, train us, equip us, observe us, correct us, encourage us, and so forth. In short, they disciple us in a discipline. My first coaching experience came with third grade PE class, the dreadful hour when most male inferiority complexes begin. I will forever remember the way Coach Kuntz taught us to shoot basketballs. By third grade, most of us had already developed ridiculously unorthodox, self-taught, spasmodically Michael Jordan-imitated styles for our shots. If we couldn't score real points, at least we could get some style points. Into all that shot-making chaos, Coach Kuntz brought new discipline. He taught us the FEEF, or F-E-E-F, method. F equals feet. First, square your feet with the basket. E equals eyes. Focus your eyes on the basket, preferably the back of the rim. E equals elbow. Your elbow should be at a 90-degree angle with your forearm aligned with the basket. F equals flick. As the ball leaves your hands, flick your right wrist downward, following through to the bottom of the net. It required significant unlearning, lots of correction, also known as coaching, and a fair degree of repentance from our former flamboyance. Day after day of shooting with the FEEF method began to yield results. It even began to find its way onto the playground. I will never forget FEEF. And to this day, I'm able to crush my children in a game of horse every time. I'm doing my best to pass on the wisdom to them. Isn't that how discipleship should work? The other day, we asked ourselves the question, am I teachable? Today, we ask a different but related question, am I coachable? The prayer. Abba Father, thank you for not only giving us instruction, but sending your Son to be our instructor. Would you help us to not only be discipled by His presence in our lives, but to learn from Him how to disciple others? Come, Holy Spirit, and give us a coachable spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, What keeps people from being coachable? Where do I struggle with being coachable? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being totally resistant and 10 being I'm a coach's dream, what is your coachability quotient? Number 2, what would happen if we began to look at becoming disciplined and being corrected as being coached? Might that change our receptivity? And number 3, who might you unknowingly lead astray as a consequence of your unwillingness to be disciplined or coached? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.